Blue State Blues, Israel's secret weapon is a gorgeous black woman, and she can sing. By Joel B. Polak on May 21, 2021. Israel's secret weapon in the ongoing fight against terror and hatred isn't the Iron Dome missile defense system, though that has certainly helped. No, Israel has something more powerful, a beautiful black Jewish woman. Eden Aileen, who will represent the country in the finals of the Eurovision Song Contest this weekend. Aileen personifies the diversity and dynamism of Israeli society and defies the false, malicious claims of racism and apartheid that Israel's enemies fling like errant terrorist rockets. Aileen, 21, was born in Jerusalem to Ethiopian Jews who were brought to Israel, rescued from famine and persecution. She served in the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, and won the right to represent her country on the Rising Star Singing Competition. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Eden Aileen, at Eden_Aileen. Eden was originally going to perform the song Fikr Libi, My Love, in Amharic, in English, Hebrew, Arabic, and Amharic. After the 2020 Eurovision contest was cancelled due to the coronavirus, she returned with a new song, Set Me Free. Set Me Free also mixes several languages, English, Hebrew, and Arabic, and has the feel of a protest song against coronavirus restrictions. Today, it also feels like the protest of a nation forced to live in bomb shelters for 2 weeks of war. The song also evokes the lyrics of Israel's national anthem, HaTikva, whose central refrain is to be a free people and our land / the land of Zion and Jerusalem. It is that basic right that terrorists, and Israel haters in the West, have sought to deny. Eden Aileen is a symbol of everything Israel is. Pluralistic, multicultural, sensual, and everything that Israel's enemies are not. Her very existence is a puzzle that the ignorant radical left-wing haters of the so-called squad cannot possibly comprehend. As Liel Leibovitz noted in Tablet recently, progressives have tried to impose their own racial templates on Israel, absurdly. Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, even attacked Israel by decrying black and brown bodies being brutalized and murdered. The recent victims of terror in Israel, Leibovitz noted, included 19-year-old Yehuda Geta, a Jew from Libya, and 32-year-old Soumya Santosh, an Indian worker in the city of Ashkelon. He could have added the two Thai workers whose death Hamas celebrated, or the Israeli Arabs killed by Palestinian terrorist rockets. And he could have noted 24-year-old Avril Mengistu, a black Ethiopian Israeli who suffers from mental illness and who has been held captive by Hamas terrorists in Gaza since 2014. This week, black Jews in Israel appeal to the Black Lives Matter movement to push for Mengistu's release. Say it out loud, Avril Mengistu, said Einav Baruch Mekanen in a TikTok video, urging activists to say his name, as they do with other victims. Black Lives Matter had already declared its solidarity with Palestinians against Israel, but not against Hamas, which commits war crimes by firing rockets at civilians from civilian areas, 20% of which fall in Gaza, killing innocent Palestinians. Israel has been eager for peace with the Palestinians for decades. But radical Islamic ideologues, and corrupt theocrats in Iran, have funded and encouraged Palestinian terrorism, rather than helping build Palestinian society or preparing for coexistence. Meanwhile, the anti-Israel squad imposes facile racial templates on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, in defiance of social reality. Many Israelis and Palestinians look so similar that often the only way to identify the Jews is to find the black people. No, Israel is not a perfect society. Though it has always provided equal legal rights to Arabs, informal discrimination remains. Recent violence between Arabs and Jews is a reminder that coexistence is still a challenge, though there are signs of hope. It is also true that Ethiopian Jews have suffered prejudice. But Eden Aileen's rise to represent her country on the world stage is a reminder that Israel constantly strives to be better. Israel has Eden, Hamas has turned Gaza into hell. It's clear who has won. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new ebook, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.